I received my first job in 10th grade, a job that I was actually paid for. And that job was, I was the pianist for a big band. It was made up of 17 local jazz musicians, all in high school. And we would go around during the summer months and 5 days a week play 2 concerts a day at churches and synagogues and community centers, and mostly at nursing homes. And we would walk into those nursing homes, and you would see often people that were not awake. And we were 16 years old, and our audience was a little bit older than us. But then we began playing the music of Glenn Miller, Artie Shaw, even Frank Sinatra. And you would see a miracle happen before your eyes. Hands would begin to tap, feet would begin to stomp, and voices began to sing. And I never appreciated that miracle until a couple of years later, I visited my grandmother in a nursing home. At that time, her memory was a bit frail. She barely knew who we were. And we gathered around the piano, and we began to play. This time, they were Yiddish classics of By Mir Vista Shane and My Yiddish Mama, songs that she would sing to us when we were children, that she learned in her childhood. And the same exact miracle would occur. Her hand would tap, her foot would stomp, and she would begin to sing. And for those few moments, there was a vibrancy and energy of life that we did not see the rest of the day. In your chumash, you may see that we're not just reading an essay or prose this morning, but we have just read a psalm. A psalm that Moshe sings at the end of his life. And the rabbis introduce in the Midrash this Torah reading in a very odd way by asking a question. They ask, if a Jew is suffering from an earache on Shabbat, can they fix it? And the rabbis say, of course they can. It's bikuach nefesh. If you are ill on Shabbat, you are required to break Shabbat in order to get better. But then they tell you the remedy of how to fix your earache on Shabbat. They say, take your ear and put it close to the Torah and listen to the music of the Torah. And then they go a little further. And they say, if you do that, if your ear is inclined to listen to the music of the Torah, then you will begin speaking words of the Torah. And when you speak words of the Torah, others will begin listening to you. Others will begin listening to you. Moshe, at the end of his life, had a lot of different options that he could have done. But he did not paint a picture, and he did not even give a sermon. But he composed the song that we just read. Sidney Bechet, one of the great New Orleans jazz musicians of the 20th century, when asked what his definition of music was, he responded by saying this. He said, music goes back a lot further than I have anything to do with. He said, I inherited something, and the stories that I have from those songs are the only thing that I have to make me understand where I am today. And he ended by saying, music helps something that is lost find itself. Now, I don't know if Sidney Bechet read this parsha of Hazinu, but I think he understood the impetus and the inspiration that Moshe had when he wrote the song of Hazinu. Because when Moshe wrote this, he was at a loss. It was at the end of his days, but he was also fearful that the Torah would not continue on. What if Joshua didn't do a good job of being the next leader? But we know the answer. Joshua did a great job. He passed it to the Zekanim, the elders, and it went on and on and on until, thankfully, we read the song of Ha'azinu this morning. And so I don't think it's a coincidence that Moshe began his leadership singing a song of Shirat Hayam, the song of the sea, and he ends his days on this earth also singing a song to the Jewish people. And perhaps it's not a coincidence that we as well, we sing to a baby in the womb, and also when somebody is about to leave this earth, we sing. We use music. We use music to soothe the soul and to pierce the heart. And so on this Shabbat morning, as we are about in a couple of days to end another cycle of the Torah, I ask that we listen. We listen to the music of the Torah so that we remember not just where we came from, but also allow that music to guide us to where we need to be tomorrow. Shabbat Shalom.